You are listening to Dante Payne Presents Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. I'm with Big Mike. I'm Casey. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. What did the Easter Bunny bring you? Did you get anything good in your Easter basket? I did.
Nope. Easter Bunny just hopped right by my house.
You must have been bad.
I wasn't home, actually.
Oh.
I went on a little road trip, so he probably didn't know. He didn't know where to find me, and then the gator got him.
Nom, 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 nom. But
there's some pretty good ones in my that lake by me. Well, and there's a couple channels, so they...
Don't you think the Easter Bunny, being kind of a mythical creature, would have avoided the alligators? He's the Easter Bunny, for God's sakes.
How big is he?
I don't know. I've never seen the Easter Bunny in person because I'm usually sleeping when he comes to my house. Because if you're not asleep, he doesn't come by your house.
Well,
I'm thinking the Easter Bunny's probably, you know, like maybe 3-4 feet tall. It's a big bunny.
No, he's bigger. I've seen an actual footage of him. And the Easter Bunny probably hates you.
Why?
Is he taller? I'll show you the video later. It's going
to
be...
Is it right next to the Bigfoot video?
Well, no. It's a movie that someone made called Easter Bunny Hates You, and he whips everyone's ass.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'll be on our... I'll put a link on that on our Twitter feed at Cheap Seats. So just
it's,
keep an eye on
beer
it.
Beer Seats.
Oh, damn it.
Beer
at
Seats.
Beer Seats. One day I'll get that one right.
Sooner or later. That's our, you know.
But with that said, yeah, so he goes and just beats up everybody.
That's not very Easter Bunny, though.
He takes down the whole town.
Wow, that's some ass whooping.
It's a legendary ass whooping. Yeah.
They leave the chocolates behind.
The only chocolates were found in the opposing people's pants.
Those were turds.
Yes. There were turds in their pants.
Not the chocolates you want.
Nope. No, not so much.
Wow.
Pretty good. You've never seen this.
I've never seen this. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have to go to Beer Seats on Twitter to watch this later.
I'm scared. Well, I wonder if I could show it here. Actually, I wonder if I do it on this device.
Okay, everyone at home. Now go and look it up so you can experience what we're experiencing together.
Yes, it's YouTube. And so you got to type in something,
Do you ever type things in on YouTube and stuff comes up that you don't really want?
Yes.
Here we go. Is this it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got the ad.
We don't like an ad. Hey, oh, visit this guy. It's made in a lab.
All right, here we go. Easter Bunny's like 6 feet tall. It's 1984. Easter Bunny's crawling up out of like a basement.
With the Jack Daniels bottle.
Oh, did he have some Jack?
He sure did.
Thank you, Pirate.
All right, Big Ed, hang in there.
Easter. Oh, no, they ripped a poster off Easter Bunny's wall.
Oh, and that's Bruce Lee.
Oh, Easter Bunny's chugging some Jack.
I don't think that's appropriate. Smoking.
Oh, somebody just cracked one over the Easter Bunny's head. Oh, man. Guy rescued Easter Bunny, laying him on the ground. Oh, he's like a dojo.
Oh, yeah,
he's a dojo. Easter Bunny.
He's training.
I'm the Easter Rabbit, and I'm supposed to be happy and gay.
So we'll just stop it right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Folks, you need to watch this. This is amazing cinema. Easter Bunny in a dojo.
The Easter Bunny hates you. So, again, it'll be... on our Twitter at Cheap Seats.
Beer Seats.
Damn it.
Beer Seats. Just
you know,
in case
only
you
Easter,
need it.
The only Easter Rabbit that comes to mind is the Bugs Bunny one. It's the classic.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Hi, Big Ed.
Guys, he chuckles and chuckles too.
And I deliver the eggs, but my feet are killing me.
That's the Easter rabbit I know of.
Well, yeah. What up, Doc?
I'm the Easter rabbit. Hooray.
I made a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Well, Big Mike's excited because he has a lot of candy again in his house.
Yeah, I got an Easter bunny. I got a chocolate rabbit. Yep. I got some Peeps.
The Peeps I can live without.
Why, man? Peeps are awesome. It's marshmallow with sugar with eyes on it. You can bite the heads off.
I will admit, when I was a kid, if I was going to eat a Peep, like, the head has to go
head
first.
Always head first.
Head first.
And Peeps, they had
it's
bunny.
It's a Catholic upbringing.
There's bunny Peeps. And then
by order of the Pope.
The Pope said, eat the head first, damn it.
Yep. I think the best part of Easter is going to Walgreens the day after Easter and everything's like, buy one, get one.
Absolutely. I've had to have a lot of restraint. I did not buy any after Easter candy.
Big Ed, what's older? The McRib or the Peeps that you're possibly buying? I think they're all made at the same time.
I definitely think it's the Peeps. That's right next to the McRib warehouse. One's a freezer, one's just dry storage, you know.
Well, you know, the magic with Peeps.
Same guy delivers it, though.
Well, here's the magic with Peeps. My grandmother taught me this. Fred?
Yeah.
Fred the yeah, he's delivering McRibs and Peeps.
Peeps.
That's how he keeps his job, you know, because McRib is usually late in the year. You got Peeps early in the year.
Oh, did you know Pepsi had made a Peeps-flavored Pepsi?
That's weird, no.
It was, you can get it through a contest.
Like recently, or is this?
No,
is
very
this,
recently, and then they screwed it up in classic Pepsi, like they called it Pepsi plus Peeps. I'm like, why wouldn't you call it Peepsy?
Peepsy. That's a come on. They missed a perfectly
Peepsy. Peepsy. You call it Peepsy. I mean, these guys have been getting it wrong ever since they set Michael Jackson's head on fire.
That's it. That was just, downfall.
Just drives me crazy. Peepsy, folks.
Peepsy.
Who are the ad wizards that thought up of that one?
Pepsi plus Peeps. That's great. Let's put it on a can.
Let's run with it. Why is Coke kicking our ass again?
I don't understand. So here's the magic with Peeps for everybody out there who like Peeps, except for Casey. Yeah, and my grandmom taught me this. You take the package and you cut a slit in the package so the Peeps go stale. Mm-hmm. So instead of being mushy, they're firm.
And then if kids misbehave, you can chuck that rock right at them.
And then eat it. It's delicious.
Yes. As it ricochets off their head.
Into your mouth. Ow.
Yeah, they fly over the couch and you eat that marshmallow.
Nom, 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 nom.
Whoa, easy there.
Big Ed, were you eating a Peep?
Jeez.
No, the water down the wrong pipe.
Oh. Jeez, do you still have a lung?
Down the old pipe situation.
That sounded like the coffin Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You might have to take off school.
Yeah.
And the snoring.
Yes,
snoring.
With the keyboard, though.
So, Casey.
State of the art. It took up the whole wall of his room. What we have on our phone now took up his whole wall.
Had a crappy Casio keyboard. You can do anything play crappy Green Sleeves on.
Green Sleeves is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a great song. It's on the radio all the time. Fucking bullshit.
So, if you don't like the Peeps, what's the Easter candy?
No, you know what? Reese's Pieces.
Like just Reese's Pieces?
Yes.
I'm a fan of Reese's Pieces.
I mean, I think that's an all-year thing. Though, jelly beans. And I got to say, jelly beans are much better than now. Things we haven't improved in our lifetime, but jelly bean technology has finally caught up.
The flavors are much better now.
Way better.
They smoked the flavors of yesteryear.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah, I'm a fan of jelly beans.
They're like, too. They have red flavor and green flavor and licorice.
And the purple flavor.
Purple flavor. But now they're like...
And the white, whatever the white was.
Well, do you remember our cousin Trish worked at that jelly bean? What was that place called, the one in
Jelly
Tampa?
Belly, right?
I don't know.
But
I used to go in there and she would give me jelly beans. I don't know what it was called.
Jelly Belly's good. You know
what? Good call, Jimmy. On the if you're on the message board, feel free to throw a message.
The Cadbury eggs, the Cadbury cream eggs. The mini eggs are amazing. Okay, so Sweet Melissa, you're after my own heart. The Cadbury mini eggs are the ones that are the solid chocolate with the sugar shell. Yeah, I could eat a whole damn bag of those. But the Cadbury eggs, the cream eggs are delicious too. Not cold though. They have to be room temperature. Because then the center fake yolk is like a weird consistency if it's cold. Yeah, don't bother trying it cold. So, yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten a Cadbury egg.
Never?
What? All right, come on.
Big Ed, come on.
You're Mr. Like two McRibs, no Coke, right down the gullet, and you haven't eaten a Cadbury?
It's something about that creamy yolk center just doesn't get it for me.
It's sugar.
Yeah, it's just sugar.
It's not really a yolk.
Yeah.
I'd rather double down on a couple of Hershey Kisses or something.
Yeah, you're not Rocky training at 4 a.m.
And I think he did like the four egger.
Hey, you move like a tomato.
Gorgeous.
I eat a tiger, Rock. I eat a tiger.
That's the Joker, man.
You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder. Yes, he was the Joker. Burgess Meredith, great actor.
Great actor.
Great actor. And he probably makes, with the old men, with Walter Matthau.
Oh, and Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men. He's like, he steals every scene in it.
I haven't seen the movie, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh, the best line.
Really? And you're going to fuck with me about a Cadbury egg?
It's a yin and the yang.
Listen, there's a scene. He's talking to Jack Lemmon. Jack Lemmon's the son. You know, he's supposed to be like 90-something years old. And he's like, let me tell you something. I wake up, I have bacon. For lunch, I have more bacon. I don't eat dinner. I drink it. My doctor said I should have died years ago. They keep dying, and I keep living.
Great line.
That sounds like my old diet.
I think actually he says they said I should have taken a dirt nap. Actually,
dirt nap is one of my favorites.
Like every scene, he steals that movie.
You have to watch this just for
the dirt nap experience. Is the last one, right? That's your last nap, the dirt nap.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, that's a good one. Dirt nap.
So there you have it.
Yes.
Do you think he would have trained the Easter Bunny if he could?
Oh yeah, he would have had him working in a meat locker, working punching, on a side
punching,
of beef.
Yep.
Tenderized
beef.
Tenderized. Now you gotta catch that chicken.
Chase the chicken, Rock. Or Easter Bunny.
Now don't choke it, just chase it.
Of course, choking the chicken.
Yep. So, is there any other Easter candy? Valentine's, you have that other shit.
I think a lot of it's, there's overlap.
Yeah. Bullshit.
It's overlap with the candy. Because you have Peeps year-round now. There's Peeps for every season.
Yeah.
You have Peeps for Valentine's Day. You have Peeps for Easter. You have Peeps for...
In summer, you have Sweaty Peeps.
Sweaty Peeps. Melty Peeps.
Yeah.
Don't keep your meat Peeps in direct sunlight. That's bad.
Then you have your Peeps.
What if you took a peep and just laid it in your coffee?
That would be kind of cool.
Kind of float it. Floating peep. Kinda...
There's Thanksgiving Peeps.
What?
Yes. There's
so
Halloween.
A
there's a Halloween
turkey. Like
turkey.
Yeah.
There's Halloween Peeps that look like jack-o'-lanterns. And then you have Christmas Peeps. It's Peep Year. It's Just Born is the name of the candy company. They're out of Pennsylvania. They got Peeps for every season, damn it.
Wow.
And you just thought it was an Easter candy. Nope. Every season. No, because they're delicious all year round. You know what Peep just came to my mind? Why isn't there a Peep, a ball sack Peep? That would be an interesting...
For what holiday?
I don't know. That could be year round. You don't need a holiday for a ball sack. And that's something you could craft out of marshmallow very easily. And then coat it in sugar, bam. You could have yellow ones. You can have pink ones.
Wait till you put my peeps in your mouth.
Peep ball sacks. Why not? You could use those at bridal showers. For all year round.
Coconut is hair. Very good one there, Jim.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Coconut. Because if you're for your ball sack, you know, if you
got, yeah, I guess you could do it at balls, a gay bachelor party.
That's brilliant. I'm writing Jess Warren. I'm getting rich.
Just happened.
I'm getting rich.
And also, and our BattleBot, it'll launch these.
They'll launch the ball sack teams.
Yes.
With the coconut hair.
Well, see, because we'll have the flamethrower, and then it'll, like, adhere and be, like, a
so
fiery thing.
So liquefy the peep in.
And that will be, like, our napalm.
Well, you know what? Inside the BattleBot, it's going to get heated up. So when you shoot it and it lands, it'll be like, jizz, there it is. Jizz, there it is.
There it is.
And we can have.
I've heard kids singing that, but not that person.
Oh, well.
Tell the broad we're very busy right now.
we're very busy. Right
oh,
now.
Casey, guess what? I just discovered which episode of Bugs Bunny is Can't Miss with my Dick Tracy hat. It's tied into the Easter Bunny one because I'm watching
in that
it.
In that episode, does he break a birdhouse?
No, that's another
that like an inside joke.
We'll have to segue that sometime after the duckweed story.
After we have a great story for everyone. We have story time today.
We have story.
It's
we Easter, have
it's
an, story
it's
time
an Easter
coming up.
Story.
Do we want to segue into that? Why don't we segue right into it? Right, because it is an Easter story.
All right, we're gonna do. All right, hold on. Let's see if this works. Right. Oh, there we go. We got our happy Easter song.
All right, Big Ed. All right, we'll do the intro. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Big Ed Storytime. Today, it's the story of, or the legend of, Duckweed. Take it away, Big Ed.
All right, well, let me tell you, there's a couple of characters. There is the original Big Mike in this story. The Long Island Big Mike. His brother, Referee. Our friend, Matilda, and her son, Jethro. Matilda, Referee, and I shared an apartment. Jethro was there mostly because his father's a bum. Matilda got Jethro a duck a few days before Easter.
We named like a duckling.
Yeah, except we called him Duckweed. You know, we thought it'd be cool because it's buckwheat. So we had fun with Duckweed. We let him out and he'd play in the den and we'd play with Duckweed. We'd put him back in his cage and every now and again we'd put him in the fish tank and let him swim in there. But we'd take him out.
You put Duckweed in the fish tank.
Yeah, I had a big fish tank. I always had fish tanks.
What did Duckweed do in the fish tank?
He swam. But we didn't leave him in there for a long time. So, no, not yet.
No. It's in it on
itself.
Hold on.
Hey, fans out there, we actually had this planned, and it's almost going right. Go ahead, Big Ed. Finish the Duckweed story.
So, every Friday, we went to our clubhouse happy hour. We had a kegger. We go to the clubhouse. We do our keg thing with the neighbors, and yaha, have a lot of hoots and hollers and laughs, and we decided to finish the night off at CDB's late night happy hour from 10 to 2 a.m. Because what caps out a good day of drinking is finishing off with two for ones from 10 to 2.
well, of course, yeah.
You can't pass a good deal.
So we go back to my apartment, I get ready, and we leave.
Here comes the sad part.
Get back
folks.
From CDB's. Now, this is where my memory gets a little foggy. I don't remember coming home.
Big Ed, what time do you think it was?
3 o'clock for sure. Whatever.
All right.
12 minutes after the last call was given, or I paid my tab, because that's how long it took to get home. I wake up in the morning, and if anyone's ever delivered produce, you know what a tomato lid looks like. There's a tomato lid next to my bed with this creature. And I look at it and I realize it's the duck. It's dead.
duckweed. No!
So I'm going, what the fuck happened to the duck? And my sister, Matilda, she goes, all muffled, like talking out of the pillow. She's like, you killed him last night. You drowned him. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, you left him in the fish tank and he drowned. I'm like, what the? So we took him. We gave duckweed a proper burial at our little, there was like these bushes in front of our apartment. We made a little cross and it said R.I.P. Duckweed, you know, 1989 to 1989. I think we had him for about 7 days.
Yeah, sure.
So they were mad at me. Even my referee was super mad at me and said, you know, got to cut down on the drinking. You killed the duck, blah, blah, blah. Now, fast forward 20 years, Big Mike.
Not this Big Mike.
Yeah, the original Big Mike.
He goes, hey, you want to hear something really funny? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'm the one that put duckweed in the tank. I go, what? I said, yeah, before we left for CDB's, I forgot something in your apartment. I went back inside, and when I grabbed it, I threw duckweed in the fish tank. But Mike didn't know that duckweed couldn't, you know, duckweed would drown.
For 4 hours?
Yeah, because they don't have their feathers. They fucking thing got waterlogged, and it sunk to the bottom of the tank.
Poor duckweed.
That's why people, you don't all buy right, these, right. They're not right, novelty items, stop. They're actual critters.
Do it. This is just brutal.
All right, everyone, that was your happy Easter story from Big Ed's story time.
Man,
the only difference between the duck and Christ is the duck did not rise
World Wildlife Fund.
We're fucked. Yeah, the WWE.
Not the wrestling organization.
No, the WWE too.
Yeah. With the panda.
Off the top rope. Wow.
So there you go, folks.
Well, whoever just entered the live studio, you just missed one hell of a story. Which will never be repeated.
The legend of duckweed.
Yep.
Wow. Who just entered the studio?
Happy belated Easter.
GBG70E935KBZR. Probably a Russian.
They're like a Russian opera. That's yeah. KGB.
Yeah. Yeah, we listened for Putin and Putin information.
Yeah, because they're thinking we're a like a
Radio Free Europe or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's our code sign.
We what no okay. Really?
You know what's funny is I have a
what's a truck
in one of my collections. Many collect. I have a Radio Free Europe button from the 50s.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool. Anyway,
it isn't our friend from overseas, is it?
Oh, speaking of overseas.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah.
It's not really over. It's over border. It's on the same continent.
Yes, but there's a quarantine, so they might as well be overseas.
Yeah. They make really good maple syrup.
Yeah, so I got to
ask. Oh, Canada? You could say Canada. Yeah. You're allowed. It's not forbidden.
Yeah. What's it feel like to not have the Stanley Cup in your land for 24
years?
Yeah,
hey, it's here. Oh, it's in the U.S. Sorry, my Canadian.
To quote Red Green, keep the stick on the ice. Tap, tap. Keep the stick on the ice.
There was a guy on Jeopardy the other night that bragged. He's like, I've been to every province. I'm like, yeah, that's great. There's 5.
What about territories? And how many territories? Because you have like 2?
Oh, yeah, 2. Okay, great. You've been to 7 places. Be to 50 states. That's impressive. I've been to all the provinces. And like, Aaron Rodgers was like, I can count to that number. You know, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Hey, and we have 2 states that are not even part of the continent. Well, technically one is, but, but it's detached.
Yep.
And the other one's out in the middle of the Pacific.
So to you Alaskans, I say hello from the lower 48.
Lower 48. Hey, Alaska. I like the... I like your TV shows.
Yeah, because they're the same.
I like Johnny Horton's song, North to Alaska. We'll play the album after the show.
That's good state parks up there.
Do that? Well, because parks. It's the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Other than like
you got
coastal cities.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yep. The Last Frontier. They got
Star Trek.
No, Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Star Trek was the final frontier.
Hmm.
With LeVar Burton.
Well, it depends.
He was doing what was the
Wait, Reading Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow. Yeah, I used to love Reading Rainbow on PBS.
How old is that guy? He has not aged. He's like 85.
And
he looks 30.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
LeVar, we're sorry if you're listening.
Don't listen to Sweet Melissa.
She's busy.
She's probably thinking you went to University of Miami, so you probably had it coming to you. Look out, Rock.
She's crazy.
I don't know what university LeVar Burton went to. But I liked Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
If it was still on PBS, I'd watch it. Is that weird? Probably, but that's okay.
Well, you know.
This is Warm Beer and Cheap Seats. Which, if our fans, if they wanted to get in touch with us, how would they do that?
Well, you could do snail mail, but we don't have an address. So I would use email, and you can email us at theshow@warmbeerandacheapseats.com. If you're listening live, I say hello to everyone listening live. We have a message board. Feel free to chime in. So there you go. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at
Beer Seats.
All right, we're going to leave it to Big Mike to get that one right, because I've gotten that wrong since I created our Twitter page.
Yeah, he's the creator, folks. I'm just writing his coattails, whatever. I can't even get that right. I know, Big Ed. Listen.
Did you see
LeVar Burton isn't even an American citizen.
Who?
He was born in West Germany.
Oh, he's probably like an army brat then.
But if he's born on a...
Oh, yeah.
But you could still do dual citizenship.
Really?
You know, if you're born.
Sure. Yeah, interesting.
And some countries allow you to keep it if you apply by a certain age. So I have a friend that has dual citizenship to England.
He went to USC.
What's the advantage of dual citizenship? You got to pick one. You got to pick one passport. You can't have passports.
Yeah, pick one side, bro.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I look to you for all answers.
All right. Well, I'd say it'd just give you options.
Yeah.
Maybe some more benefits. You know.
You have to pay.
Hey, if you're dual citizenship for a real, you know. Let's say a country that's physically not able, better chance of getting to the Olympics.
Mm.
Yes.
Which are coming up, by the way.
Yes. And, you know, we are still going to get to the with pickleball.
Oh, yeah, pickleball.
Our BattleBot will be the pickleball representative.
Followed by the Clay Boney.
Yeah, we're going to whip the ass of every senior out there. We're not done until every 65-year-old or older
is crying on the court.
Yep, like a little child.
Take that, you old bastard.
Yeah, take that, Boomer.
BattleBot just whooped your ass.
That's right.
And you're going to get a flaming peep.
Yep.
Propelled right at your face.
Yep.
Jizz, there it is.
So I don't know anyone here that's following what happens in Florida, except probably Florida Man, and Florida Man's always in the news. However,
I follow it because I happen to live in the state of Florida.
So we are based in the South, in Florida. There was a little ecological disaster at Tiny Point, which is around the Sarasota area in Manatee County, where there was an old phosphate plant where they promised to keep that stuff in this little pond.
So this is water they used to process, and it has
basically like
fertilizer. There's fertilizer in it.
Yeah.
That
So it, if it breaks out, well, one, it's going to mess up the water table and whatnot, but it's going to create algae.
Algae
and that's where you get the red
fish.
Tide.
And the beaches stink like nasty ass.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
It makes your eyes burn.
Like
they had
like
shut
really
down the
fart.
FedEx facility down there.
Really, over that kind
Look,
of shit?
Look, I
no,
looked
that
at
was
this
because of
as
it.
Such, well, I looked at such a missed opportunity because Flex Seal, it's right down the street. That guy in a stupid screen door boat could have been coming up there and then slapping that Flex Seal right underneath the water and boom, boom.
And Flex
no
Seal
more,
tape?
Yeah, and no, Flex hey, Seal. no more Flex. Yeah, the Flex Seal.
Wow, you're right. He could have rode on that artificial lake that they created.
If Billy Mays was alive, this wouldn't have happened.
Riding in...
Billy Mays here!
Riding on the Flex Seal screen door boat.
Yeah.
In a scuba
outfit. And then he just slaps it in.
What a missed opportunity.
That guy, hey, Flex Seal, you're fucking full of poop.
Makes me not want to buy Flex Seal now because
he didn't have confidence in his product.
He could have been there. He could have saved it.
He could have saved us. Now, however,
Bill Brasky,
you know,
uses Flex Seal as a
condom. They came up with like some nerdy thing and they figured it out. We're going to be
We
okay.
can't use your Flex Seal.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. My glasses and whatnot.
I would have said, hey, engineer, there's a screen door boat. If that doesn't sell it to you, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Have you ever made a screen door boat?
I bet you haven't.
That's right.
That's why this freaking bonds me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that would have been the song he would have been blaring as he rides up in the screen door boat.
That would have been awesome.
You know, when Bill Brasky would have been propelling that boat.
That was a totally missed opportunity.
It's
so. What's going on? So all
no,
this
no, so,
shit,
so
they're pumping this shit out into the
they
Gulf.
They pumped some of it out, and they were able to alleviate the pressure to somehow block it up without Flex Seal.
I alleviate the pressure every once in a while.
Does
we
that
don't
involve
hear about
pulling
your
finger?
Yes, it does.
I thought so.
And it smells.
I
like
thought he was pie. Pulling his finger. He was pulling something else.
Oh.
Pulling my pork. So.
I wish there was a chicken sound effect.
Here. You would think there's a chicken. Okay. So okay. on our mediocre soundboard, until we get a real soundboard, there is no I would have a chicken sound effect.
On this
chickens,
side,
yeah, chickens are great.
Not taking away what Big Ed's doing.
No. Big Ed, you're doing great.
Yes, you're doing good.
For this spontaneous.
You know, they ride them like a cock. You know that?
On how they have
Podbean. Yeah. So Podbean, we need a chicken. Can you please provide us, dear Podbean? This is Big Mike. Can you please give us chicken sound effect?
Is there a
effect?
Way to get them to like?
Can we email them?
Like right now during the show. Doesn't look like it. Nah, that's not gonna
work. I'm gonna say no. Every time we've reached out to Podbean, they've given us the big single-digit salute.
Well, or it's just pretty much like a link to frequently asked questions.
I love that.
I'm like, you know, eventually...
Easy! Now you try.
Just found something else to play with.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You in what army?
The
army. The United States Army. Oh yeah, that's a good army.
Flex Seal Warriors.
You know what I've noticed lately though going out is I just want to buy a Gatorade and they're like, hey, would you like to feed America? No, I want to buy a Gatorade. Well, hit this button, it says I'm a big piece of shit and doesn't want to feed America. I don't want to, like, they make you push a button.
And who's soliciting you to do this?
Every place I go to shop now. Every like, grocery store, convenience store. Listen.
So they're fleecing you.
Listen, I'm running later. I need to hydrate. I need a Gatorade. I don't want to feed America. If I did, then I would, you know what I'd do? I would feed America. You know what? If you... They're like, well, we're trying to feed America. I'm like, no. You want me to feed America. You're not feeding shit. You're taking my money and then giving it to someone else and say, look what we did. I'm like, no, you just took my money and gave it to someone else.
Do you think they're getting all your money, though?
First of all, if they're hungry, they could go to the pantry or go to my mom's freezer.
All right. Relax on the pantry, but like, I'm just using one organization. It's the Children Miracle Network or the Hopaloon Fund or you know,
that,
like,
damn Hopaloon Fund,
you know, the Waterhead Society. Who cares what it is? But the point is, if I want, I do charity, but I don't want to do charity when all I want to do is just buy a Gatorade. I don't need to be put on the spot in front of everyone like, hey, Pasture of Sex, we have a problem here. This guy's a shithead. He does not want to feed America. I just want to buy a Gatorade. Like, I don't know what the big deal is. Just let me buy the Gatorade. Am I out of line?
No. Because I'm tired of... I don't like that either.
At the Wawa, they don't ask you that.
The Wawa...
I like the pretzels at Wawa.
Wawa's...
You know what? There's a new... You know, Casey, you said something about the Gatorade. And the other day at work, I wanted something other than, I drink a lot of water. So I go into our break room, and there's we have coolers, and you just scan your food and swipe your card. It's the honor system. And they have, Armorall has a drink out now.
Wait.
Armorall?
Armorall has their Gatorade. It's, you know what? Gatorade was great in the 60s
Armorall,
and 70s. Body armor. I'm sorry. Which one's the one? Okay. So body armor has a.
Sweet Melissa there.
Not to be.
Keep crocheting over there. Thanks for the feedback. And I paid for it. It was $5.94. I'm like, what the fuck? You know.
Wait. For a drink?
Yeah. But I'm segueing into. I was be damned if I wasn't going to drink it. So I drank it. Not only did it taste good, I read the bottle. It is loaded with riboflavin, niacin, all the vitamin Bs, vitamin C, vitamin A. It was loaded with stuff to hydrate you, like really hydrate you. It blew away Gatorade. I mean, Gatorade is like 60s, 70s technology. And now this body armor... I buy one on my way to work now at the Wawa, and they're actually $1.99, and they get 2 for $5 if you get the 28 ounce, but that's just too much. But at 4 in the morning, with the heat that we've been having, it's really refreshing and gives me that last kick to finish out my shift.
Well, there you have it.
I just had one recently. That's why I knew the name, and I liked it. So.
You know what, Melissa? I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. Do you have you? So you had one then?
Correct.
Yeah, they're good, right?
Yes.
Here we go.
There we go.
Two out of three people have heard of it and liked it. The people I've surveyed, Casey,
okay,
Melissa.
Okay, I'll go with that.
It's worth a try. If you're gonna spend the $1.49, spend the other 40 cents and try it. Or whatever. I don't even know what they charge for Gatorade. Like I said, I drink water and coffee.
And as Jimmy pointed out, when you're done with your drink or not done with your drink, you can use the rest on your dashboard.
Yes, with the armor off.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Shine it up. That's
solid contribution that we're talking about right here. I mean,
yes,
this
we
guy
need that
is
kind of
serving
feedback
a
in the
meal
show.
On the message board. That's what I'm talking about.
Casey's excited.
And if he wanted to expound on it, where could he find us, Casey?
On the interwebs. He can email us at the show at Warm Beer and Cheap Seats. He can find us on Twitter at
Beer Seats.
which you're going to see the real story about the Easter Bunny.
Coming up later tonight, gang. So don't forget to tune in.
After the show, I'll send links out. If I do it at the same time, the show crashes. Literally, it happened the last time I did it. Twitter and the live show cannot happen at the same time at this time.
Are they sausage links? I like sausage links.
Well, it can't be sausage links because sausage links are awesome. And whatever happened that one time was not awesome.
Not awesome.
No, nope, we totally crashed.
They're like turd links.
Yes. Yuck.
Not what you want to see on your breakfast plate.
No, not at all.
But, you know, speaking of breakfast, makes me think of, like, morning radio.
Okay.
And we've talked about it on our show before.
Tookie-tookie.
Tookie-tookie, baby. Talked about, you know, Q105, Good Morning Show. You pre-show, you were talking about a radio show you were listening to.
Yeah,
recently.
So if you live in Orlando, 104.1 is primarily a talk radio known as Real Radio. And they've had that format since like the mid-90s. And on the weekend, and they're saying is Real Radio, Real Music, or Real Talk, Real Music at Real Radio. So on the weekend, they have an open format, and they do a lot of independent and like what we would call now first wave, but would be then used to be called New Wave. Sunday night, they have a show called Classic Vinyl. And over the last weekend, they were using artists from the first wave generation of music. So think of music from, like, say, 78 to 84, you know, progressive rock, like REM or Talking Heads. It could be U2, something like that. And it was all cover songs. Classic Vinyl has always been a fun program on Sunday night, and they run it because in the end, it's driven by a DJ that's going to give you like little stories, and he's trying to link songs together.
Like a real DJ.
Yeah, I mean, it's which is odd because this is still a channel that's under Clear Channel or
they're not playing a damn
iHeart Radio. But
they're not running a damn playlist.
No, not running a playlist, which is a weird thing that 104.1 has somehow escaped the Hammer or iHeartRadio.
I wonder how that's happened. Seriously, I think that's neat. That's why I don't listen to terrestrial radio. I only listen to XM.
It's got
to
be two things. The ratings. The ratings have to be strong because if you have good ratings, you can kind of get away with stuff. And you got to have a strong radio programmer, you know, program director to stand up for some, but
because anymore that's going to come from like community radio, anything
correct,
like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're very odd for a corporate radio station. But it's a program I like. And I used to listen to a lot, and I just saw it to be driving through Orlando that Sunday night. And,
Did you know to tune in?
Yeah, yeah. No, I knew to tune in, and it just I didn't know if they still had it. And, it was pretty fun. Actually, Sweet Melissa and I were commenting back and forth on the drive on the show, and you know.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Like engaging radio. That's just not happening anymore unless you're paying for radio.
Yeah,
or listening to us.
Yeah, or listening to us. See, if we're on Sirius, we could play music.
We could. That'd be awesome.
That would be good.
I tried, you know, speaking of radio, I tried, and I think I've mentioned it on the show. I know I've mentioned this in our conversations. There is a local radio station here in Tampa that's like a community radio station.
Yep.
I have a customer who comes into my place of business who is he's retired Navy. Thank you, Mr. Core, for your service. He has a radio show. He does a R&B show. And
nice.
Last time he was in, I said, Mr. Core, I have an idea for a radio show. I would like to get on the radio. And this was back last year when COVID was just kind of fresh, and they weren't taking on any new...
As we'd like to call the good old days.
Good old days. They weren't taking on any new programming. And I haven't seen Mr. Core since last year. So I guess he's not doing enough driving. But anyway.
All right.
Not to let it on what I do for a living. Not like people care or I care. But anyhow, I love doing our show, but I'd like to play music too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on that community radio station. If I get on, you can come on too.
Well, there's not a question.
You're going to come on the show. It'll be a lot of fun. Big Ed, you can come too.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm coming.
Wait, but here's the thing. Then we don't play music. We just turn it to like a sports talk radio.
Well, no. We'd have to have multiple shows. Maybe we take over this community radio station.
Maybe they should host an event like a warm beer and a cheap seats takeover. You know, like...
Wow, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And then we could...
We just take over for
We just take over for, you know, a weekend or a few days.
Pearl Jam used to do that. They used to host, it was called like Monkey Wrench Radio, and they would take over for like a night.
And just do whatever they wanted?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. How much fun would that be?
I mean, that was in the days like when you'd have like old radios and you can record, and I would record it. I used to have it all on like tape.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think there's our millennial listeners, I don't think they have a concept of that. Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
No. They don't understand the beauty or the art of making a mixtape.
No.
Mixtape was a thing.
It was a thing.
It was a
thing. I had mixtapes. I think everybody in our generation had mixtapes.
There's like any good story. There's a start, there's a middle, there's an end. And then there's everything that comes in between that ties it all together. You got to tell a story.
Sure you do.
Can't be just a bunch of Motley Crue songs. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I like Motley Crue. So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, if we have enough listeners and we get on to XM or another platform where we can play music, that'd be pretty awesome. We could play music.
Yes, Jimmy. It was the way we sent love to a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I was kind of a dork and I never did that. Still kind of a dork, but that's okay. I accept it. My dorkiness.
Yeah, or you just bang him and
Jimmy,
bang
thanks.
Him in the ladies' room. That's
thanks
another
for
way.
Validating me.
Yeah.
We all are.
Just commented on it was the way we all sent love to a girl. That's one way. Or you could bang him in the girls' room at the bar. That's another way.
You do that.
Earmuffs.
But I'm a dork, so I didn't get to do that.
Everyone's got to find their own yum-yum tree.
So what do you say to that?
There's nothing. All right. So with that I think what that leads to is Big Ed.
Big Ed's Rock and Roll Retrospect. Take it away, Big Ed.
All right. Well, thank you. This week was really a challenge for me because it's usually I do something that I can listen to and I know I can anticipate lyrics, drum roll, you know, fills, all that stuff. This was an album I've just had in my collection for a few years, and I played it in my car all week, and it just grew on me real hard. I did Chris Robinson, The Magnificent Distance, and if you're not familiar with Chris Robinson, he's the lead singer of the Black Crowes. Black Crowes turned out to be a real good, one of my favorite bands. They came out in the late, you know, actually 89, they came out with Guns N' Roses. And
amazing.
Just you know, hit the trail hard. A lot of turmoil, and I think this is why Chris Robinson did solo stuff, because this guy's just compelled to write and tell stories, and that's exactly what this is. This is he's just a great storyteller. It's a lot of like heed my warnings in this album, which I liked. This album generated a lot of praise from a variety of outlets. Like, it got a good review in the June-July issue of Blender. Clark Carlin cited that the singer's heartfelt howling and dynamite harmonica playing, which I totally agree. Chris Robinson plays a harmonica like you haven't heard in a while since Steven Tyler. Heart magazine praised Robinson's rebel-hearted romanticism tales of ruined innocence, which nobody does it better, and the quest for personal liberation. A lot of great tracks. He pulls no punches. I mean, the talent on this album. Well, let me backtrack. This was released in June of 2004. I could not find how many albums sold. I don't think it went gold or platinum. It would say somewhere in a review or Wikipedia, somewhere it would say. I couldn't find the exact number sold. So, produced by Chris Robinson, engineered by Chris Robinson and Paul Stacey. Paul Stacey is a British guitarist, also a producer. He's best known to work with Oasis and Noel Gallagher. And he's also played guitar with the Black Crowes. Then you have Jeremy Stacey, also a keyboard player. His early works is with the Lemon Trees and Denzel. You have who else? You have George Lax. He's 20 years with Lenny Kravitz playing keyboards, playing studio and on the road. Also did work with Natalie Merchant, Poe Chubby, and Billy Mann, and the Black Crowes. The New Earth Mud, which is the name of Chris Robinson's band. It's Chris Robinson and the Earth Mud. So the talent is just deep. Jeremy Stacey, Paul Stacey played with the Black Crowes. Audley Freed played with the Black Crowes. Audley Freed played on the Black Crowes, and he also played live at the Fillmore with Jimmy Page with the Black Crowes. So, I mean, the guys, the resume of musicians on this album is Ethan Johns on drum, who also played with the Black Crowes. So if you listen to this, it has a very old school Black Crowes sound, and that really was enticing to me. A big endeavor. There's 14 tracks. It's an hour and 8 minutes. Hour and 6 minutes. That's a lot of material.
It
starts out with 40 Days, a real raucous, heavy blues, and then there's very ballady, very Chris Robinson blues numbers like Girl on the Mountain, Mother of Stone, and sandwiched in, Prayer for the Gravity Man, another, which was a bonus track, wasn't on the original. So sandwiched in between those two songs are 12 songs that hit the gamut of blues, Tex Rock. There's a little bit of something for everybody, and I didn't really get any feedback from Big Mike and Casey on this. What did you guys think of this album?
Well, this one I wasn't so familiar with. It was like new territory. So I you know what? For everything that's different, I got to listen a couple times. It's definitely a lot different. I have the original New Earth Mud album, and this I do. I would say was
That was the name of it, New Earth Mud.
New Earth self-titled. Mud. Yeah, you know what? I have that, and I'll have to dig through it. Like I said, we were talking pre-show about that. I'll try to find that for you. It was an album I was crazy about. I was a little disappointed. This was a little bit, kind of reminds me a little bit more of what I like the best of, like what I would like about Black Crowes or just Chris Robinson in general. But
this definitely, you could potpourri this songs all through Black Crowes material, don't you think?
Yeah.
You could sprinkle these songs throughout all their 7 albums and would fit right in. I mean, that's how. And Chris Robinson's voice, you could tell nobody has a guttural rasp like he does. And he's got a really good octave range too, from the highs to the lows.
Well, the weird thing on his singing ability, which I've always admired and just kind of like really jealous of, is that how he can kind of do that scream and still never lose his voice. It's like that. Usually you'd hurt yourself. You got to really know what you're doing to do.
He doesn't really punch it out though. You know what I mean? It just comes out like effortlessly. Like, look, at a young age, this guy was singing the blues like somebody in in their 50s or 60s. You know what I mean? He could really feel the music, and that's what attracted me to him in the beginning.
He was like obsessed with like Curtis Mayfield and Otis Redding, and I mean, yes, that really shows in, you know, their early music, and you know, they're coming from they're a Georgia band, right? If I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, another sophomore album, which I didn't know at the time. Did you know that?
What's that?
Remember the first theme of albums I did were sophomore albums, and this is a sophomore album for a solo guy. I did not know that until I started.
Yeah, so a good accident right there.
Yeah. And a better sophomoric effort than the first one, I guess.
Yeah.
From what I've read from other critics. No
doubt. Yeah, I think there were a lot of things going on. I think with the first solo album, a lot of distraction, and maybe it was partial burnout. You know, that happens to musicians.
2002, they were still putting out music and touring.
They were touring, and you know, there were stories. That was a band when they toured. They were kind of known to party a little hard. So, you know, I think that does a toll on your artistic endeavors over time. You can only do that for so long.
So you're saying it dulls them.
Yeah, sure. It dulls. It might work for a while, but you know that it always back. You know, it always ends.
So if you get a chance, I want you guys to find. It's called Train Robber. It was sung in a style the way Johnny Cash tells a story when he sings a song, and I'm like, this is what Chris Robinson's about. It's called Train Robber. You know, it says, I think I'll rob a train. You know, I'll move to South America. I'll be a legend. I'll have fortune and fame. And then he goes on. You know, if there's one thing I've learned from life of crime is never rat your guy out. It's just telling the story. And I just love that about this album. It's like one story after another.
I think like, 40 Days. It's like Heed My Warning, too. Just because I like the rock energy of it.
Which one?
40 Days.
Yeah, it starts off really strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's it says, you got to leave what you can't carry. The chorus is great.
Yeah.
The chorus is great. Big Mike, what'd you think?
I didn't do my homework.
All right.
I didn't listen to the album.
I appreciate your honesty.
It was a rough week.
Okay.
So sorry, teacher.
I put, you know what? I left this
on
my phone.
His favorite song was "By Four and a Snow Dog."
Rivendell, that really rocked. All right.
So you make fun of. I listened to the other album.
I appreciate it.
That's a great. If there's one album you're gonna listen to,
I've listened to every album except for this one.
Listen, let there be a rule in life. If there's one album you're gonna listen to, it's Fashion.
Cake was, that was a great, it still is. I never tire of it, you know?
No,
he's a total guy stuck in the 70s. He loves that little, well, I don't know what that thing's called.
The little noisemaker.
He plays the shit out of it.
I think
that's
how it's referred to. It's a noisemaker.
There is a word for it. I'll find it. Because I think he credits it in the music, But overall, I thought this album, if you're a Black Crowes fan, this is a must-have in your repertoire, your collection and being your repertoire. I felt it was a really strong. I think Chris Robinson combines many styles from a more blues-infused, Black Crowes-esque type of rock and roll to an acoustic, you know, this has more of an acoustic approach instead of being plugged in. And he does it with great effect. It's become a regular in my rotation. I would recommend this album to anyone that likes the Black Crowes at all, or anyone who just wants to hear some great rock and roll. Standout tracks, 40 Days, Sea of Love, Surgical Glove, and my favorite was Train Robber. And I actually, now I'm gonna I stole this from another review.
Ooh.
And I made a little asterisk. No, it's not plagiarism if you're giving someone credit. Yeah, I'm not Joe Biden, okay?
It's bibliography.
Yeah. Anyway, if you bought Chris Chris Robinson's first solo album and we're disappointed. Give this one a go. He has redeemed himself. This has become quickly one of my top favorites. End quote.
What would you what would you rate this song or album?
It's a solid 3. Out of 5, it's a 3 on the plus side.
3 on the plus side. So that's like
three,
almost like a
3-1-3-2. It's not a 4. It's I'm reviewing stuff. You know what I do, and it's my fault. I review stuff that I like, and I was not that familiar with this material like the other stuff. So this is a solid 3.35. 3.5 stars for sure.
So with that,
pretty strong words there, Big Ed.
So that ends Big Ed's rock and roll retrospect for the week, which leads us to some more music.
Oh, yes. So
what's happening at the Waffle House?
Well, this week, they're getting a lot of Spice Girls.
Which one?
Two Becomes One.
I don't remember that.
So good.
I don't. That's Sweet Melissa. I don't remember that one.
I like the way the Spice Girls sing it. Thanks, Willis.
Yeah, so...
You said I sounded like them?
No.
Gary Spice. The contrary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, if you were a Spice Girl, you'd be like the Mrs. Dash of Spice Girls.
And has anyone ever talked about why they make the black one Scary Spice?
Wow.
She's like, don't let her come to my bodega.
There's Mel B, and that was Mel B and Mel C.
Mel B.
Mel B was not Scary Spice.
No, she was Scary Spice.
That's Mel B.
Yeah, Mel C was whatever.
She was Sporty Spice. Sporty Spice. Baby Spice. No, Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah. I don't know. I like all the Spice.
All spice.
I like all spice. I like all spice. There's not a Spice Girl I would say no to. I'm like, yes. It would be like all spice. It's an all skate.
I think we're gonna go to like a little Backstreet Boys, like a little bye like, next week. I think that's what I'm leaning towards.
You know what? I think
that would be awesome. Did you burn my hash browns?
Smothered and covered, damn it.
Yeah. You know, and then stomp on it.
Take a fart, on it.
Yeah, put some turkey.
Take a fart and shit on it. I think that's called a shard.
Shard and smeared. And smothered, covered, and smeared.
They already have a word for that. Sharded. I sharded myself.
Oh, I heard a new phrase this week. So this guy, I heard this video, and this guy's like talking about like annoying, uptight people that think they're full of themselves. And he's like, the top 5 cities in Long Island. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, I got to listen to make sure there's a certain town not on the list.
Smithtown?
All right, wasn't going to say the town, but yes, Smithtown's not on the list. However, we got a lot of towns. Look, we just don't be in the top 5. However, the guy's talking about, I should have wrote down the name of the town. It's called Hop Hog, who cares? But he referred to he said the MILFs of the town.
MILFs?
He's like, you know, like the moms, he's like, they're stuck up, but they're still valid.
Whoa.
So I guess that's like what the new, like hot term
is valid.
She's pretty valid.
You know what? I feel so out of touch with pop culture right now.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I've never heard of valid.
So what were the top 5 towns in Long Island?
I'm going to have to find this video, and I'll have to text that to you, and then maybe we can wrap around on the show, because we could probably touch up on that, or Big Ed could do a review on these towns.
We could do that. That can be next show.
Yeah, we could call it. Could call it the Sacky moment. That's when you circle back, okay?
Yeah, the circle back.
Yeah. I'm going to give that a Sacky. Oh, okay.
Sacky
next show.
That's called the Sacky back.
Sacky back.
So we'll have a Sacky back to, you know, this is, so leading in, you know, to next show. That's a preview. There's a preview.
Yeah.
Until we forget. But I wrote it down.
Well, it's in our notebook. And the official Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats notebook.
And we do have a sidebar conversation about a certain character that needs a name for the show. But that's going to be handled next week.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special guest in the studio next week.
Who's requesting a name. And we had a whole text conversation last week.
We'll figure it out. But, folks, stay tuned next week. Special guest in studio.
Studio.
It's Hulk Hogan. That's pretty much, I think I covered all.
Big Ed, do you have anything else for us tonight?
No, I could keep going if you want, or, you know, whatever you guys want to do, it doesn't matter to me.
Actually, we need a PD update.
Oh, what's PD doing, Big Ed? The show mascot.
He's our leader.
Petey's just using
new sources. Leader, and we point to Petey.
He does what?
Oh my God, he's active. He's moving. He saw the bottom of the tank. He tried to swim to the top. I guess it's a struggle. When he stops swimming, he just sinks like a Led Zeppelin.
Or like a drowning duck.
Duckweed.
Yes, he's like a duckweed, except he doesn't drown.
Yeah, because he's an amphibian. Or out of the water, then he would die.
Right.
Reverse drowning.
Reverse drowning.
Yes, whatever that is.
Yeah. It's reverse drowning.
Reverse drowning, that's living.
Oh. Well, not for an amphibian. You ever seen a dry newt? That's a dead newt.
No, isn't that what witches put in their brew? Newts? A newt?
You want to see a bunch of dead newts, go to my dad's garage. He collects them. He pulls them off the roof, out of the gutters.
They're like the little lizards.
I think they're called annuls.
Annuls? Is that what our Florida lizards are called? Mm-hmm. Annuls? Mm-hmm. It's like they're official.
Yeah, so a PD update, he is he's swimming. That's what he's doing.
He's related to them.
Yeah, it's like a cousin. He's their water cousin.
Yeah, Petey's good. Petey's like the Queen of England, just uses resources, has no power. Just does nothing. The only difference is he has no opinion. Petey's good, he keeps to himself.
That's
like nobody in the tank messes with him.
Until someone asks him something, he says something blatantly racist. Oops. And then we have to banish Petey and not acknowledge him anymore.
Is that like cancel culture?
Yeah, or we might have that segment. You're like, hey, remember when we had Petey? He was kind of cool until he turned really racist. He took that weird hard turn. He went really hard in the paint into the racist stuff.
Oof.
Yeah, he said something like, all yo-yo lurches hate shrimp, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
That really offended the tank.
Yeah, he's like, zebras, they're the worst. Not the zebra.
No,
the zebra Danio fish.
Wow.
Zebra never changes his stripes, he said. That's racist.
But thank goodness, Petey has, just for the record, Petey has not said any of this.
No, we're hypothesizing.
Too.
These are all hypothetical scenarios.
So, with that...
Don't think for a second I wouldn't yank his ass out of the tank if he wasn't behaving.
Well, good. He's our mascot.
He needs to...
Petey's healthy. I've never seen him eat, but he's eating something in there because he's been there 2 months now.
Have you ever seen him actually eat anything?
No, that's what I mean. I've never. No.
But he has. How long have you had Petey now?
2 months.
He had to have eaten something.
I guess he eats off the bottom something.
Well, the food does. Some food makes its way to the bottom. And whatever the shrimp doesn't get, maybe he gets. Because the shrimp,
do you
don't leave anything.
Shrimp?
I don't know.
Would that be something that Petey would eat? Is shrimp?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, some amphibian
like shrimp something. Cocktail.
Yeah, he's like got like dipping a little lemon. Yeah. He's got a little lemon.
A little cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, underneath the big log, he's got a kitchen set up, but I don't know about. He's got a secret lair that he doesn't tell me about. So
it could be.
I had
it.
You know, we had this.
Well, it's probably that upside down pineapple under the sea. Try to get set up in there.
Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
Do you know, I had an apartment in Tampa Palms right where Duckweed's burial place, in the same place. We used to come back from the bar at night. And we used to feed this toad every night. We take the, because you know how the morsels.
What do you feed toads?
Moths.
Huh?
Moths.
So you captured the moths?
Well, they'd swim around, they'd fly around the light, you know, like at the porch light. And they grab it and you throw it against the ground, and it would stun them, but it's still moving up in the fog. Would just or the toad. We watched him, and it'd just disappear. He'd eat like two of them. And for about a month, we did that, and then I don't know what happened to the toad. He might have went with Duckweed.
Did the toad have a name?
Nah, I was just really more concerned about getting to bed, you know, because it was after the CDBs closed, you know, it was like 3:30 in the morning. It didn't last long, but I remember feeding this toad for a while, and then he just didn't show up one night.
And I think that's our cue.
That's our cue. But we did show up tonight.
We showed up.
We came, we saw.
And so did you. Neighbors.
Yes. Maybe Toad and Duckweed aren't here, but we're here.
We're here.
At Warm Beer in the Chief Seats.
This show is in memory of Toad and Duckweed.
Uh-oh. Oh, good. That's a big cricket. That's a big cricket. That's like bigger than Studio C.
I wouldn't want to run into that cricket.
Nope. So we're here for you, folks. Stay tuned next week.
We got a special guest coming. That's with right. A new name.
Like, share, subscribe.
Thanks for listening.
You can Venmo us money, and also you can free Britney.
I'd rather have the money.
I'd rather free Britney.
Hey, folks, money.
Maybe free Britney can free the puppies.
That would be okay, too.
See ya.